You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Sakshi Batra and you're tuned into Rajneeti, our weekly podcast on the top political developments in India. We have with us Money Control's Deputy Executive Editor Gaurav Chaudhary with us today, who will help us analyze what has happened in the phase 6 of 2019 Lok Sabha elections. Thanks a lot, Gaurav. Appreciate you joining in. Now, 59 constituencies spread over 7 states have gone to polls today. BJP is defending 45 seats this time around. How crucial was this phase?
The stakes for the BJP is extremely high. As you rightly said, out of 59, 44 BJP had won on its own in 2014 and won by its ally. And also LGP is there, so if you take that into account, it'll be 46 out of 59 BJP is defending. And if you look at UP, for instance, out of these 59 seats, 14 are in UP. And BJP probably will have to maintain a very high strike rate, close to about 100%, to get anywhere close to what they actually achieved in UP. In UP in 2014, BJP on its own got 71 seats and with allies got 73 seats.
Right.
Although the BJP president, Amit Shah, has been saying, and he's extremely confident that the BJP will better the record of 2014. So that would mean that they would get about 74 seats. And he has gone ahead and said, as also the UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, that the BJP will actually get about 74 seats. That may not be that easy, going by the fact that this time they're up against an alliance, or the Mahagathbandhan, as it is being described, of the SP, BSP and RLD. The combined vote share of all these three parties, the alliance partners, could exceed the BJP. And if it actually does on ground, then the BJP has a job on its hand.
Absolutely. I want to first ask you about West Bengal, which is also going with 8 seats, which are in the tribal areas this time around. The sad part is that over the last 5 phases, we have seen some cases of violence also happen in West Bengal through the poll season. What has the trend been in the past of these 8 seats, which are in the tribal areas? What do you expect for Trinamool Congress, the left and the BJP this time around?
The tribal areas in West Bengal have traditionally and historically been a pocket borough of the left front. And the left front over the years have done considerably well in these seats. Having said that, however, the BJP is hopeful because of a simple reason, and that because of the record of the recent panchayat polls in West Bengal, the BJP believes that they can actually run it very close for the Trinamool Congress there. And they believe that the votes that were otherwise going to left front in these tribal seats will now go to the BJP, because the BJP is now seen as a more aspirational party which can probably fulfill the aspirations of voters that live in these constituencies and these areas. What however is certain is that BJP has established itself as the second most important party in West Bengal, and that by any stretch is no mean achievement, because BJP until 5 years ago was not seen as a force to reckon with in West Bengal. It was all about Trinamool Congress, the left front and Congress to some extent. But BJP clearly has, at least in mind space, and if you go by the turnout of the people in Prime Minister Modi's rallies in West Bengal, clearly they have occupied a lot of mind space. To what extent that translates into vote share and eventually into seats for the BJP in the Lok Sabha elections, we'll get to know only on the 23rd. But having said that, clearly BJP is the number two party in West Bengal now.
Right. Now let's talk about National Capital Delhi, which is the main focus again, because we saw a three-cornered fight between AAP, Congress and BJP this time around. What are the chances of BJP and the Congress and the current government, Aam Aadmi Party? Also, what is it that Delhi has really voted for this time around? Was it nationalism? Was it development? Or was it something that they have seen in the past 4.5 years by Aam Aadmi Party?
So Delhi has a certain peculiarity so far as Lok Sabha elections are concerned, and we have seen this over the last several elections, that Delhi tends to vote for the party eventually that goes on to form the government at the center. So we have seen this in 2004, we have seen it in 2009, we have seen it in 2014, and probably it will repeat itself in 2019. The difference between 2004 and 2014 and 2019, however, is that the Aam Aadmi Party has been in power in Delhi, in the state government in Delhi, for 4.5 years now. party came into power in 2015, and that was at a time when BJP was still on its ascendancy in the center, and Modi wave was still visible. And despite that, the Aam Aadmi Party actually won a landslide now in the state assembly elections. And at this time, they're fighting the Lok Sabha elections on the basis of a performance that they have demonstrated, and they have gone to the voters to say that they have done a lot of work so far as education, particularly in the field of education and health, and that is something that they have they have gone ahead and told voters that this is something which we can do if we have voted to power both in Lok Sabha, and this will probably be kind of a semi-final for them, because Delhi votes assembly goes to polls in February next year, and the stakes will be extremely high for the Aam Aadmi Party because they have to defend 67 of the 70 seats. But having said that, Delhi clearly it is turning out to be a vote either for Narendra Modi or against Narendra Modi. And going by what the campaign rhetoric has been, it has been very strident, and something that was probably avoidable by both parties concerned. And also remember that the Congress did not go with an alliance with the Aam Aadmi Party eventually. And Congress is trying to use this, probably is going to use this election to revive itself, because they in the state, and also eventually nationally, because they were in power for 15 years, and Sheila Dixit was the most defining face of Delhi's politics for 15 years, who as the chief minister, and she herself is contesting against the Delhi BJP chief Manoj Tiwari in Northeast Delhi. So it's going to be interesting to see how a three-cornered contest actually pans out. But generally, it is believed that a three-cornered contest could end up helping the BJP, and the BJP probably believes that it gives them an edge.
All right, but Uttar Pradesh is something that we always talk about. It has been voting in polls in all seven seasons, even the next seventh poll also, seventh phase as well. UP will be voting. This time around, it was the Eastern UP, which you always say that it is the home stretch of the BJP. They have done very well in the past as well. But particularly if you talk about seats like Phulpur or Gorakhpur, where the BSP and the SP combined have actually, kind of captured this place in last year's by polls as well. Will the anti-BJP alliance make it difficult for the BJP to breach it?
This is BJP's home stretch, as you clearly mentioned, and they did remarkably well in 2014, and they can't afford to not do well here. They have to. So if they have to come close to what they did in 2014 and have to repeat the tally of UP of 2014 this year as well, or even come close to it, then they have to do well here. There is no, this option is something that is not doing well is not an option for them in these two phases. But having said that, as I've said before also, this time they're up against an alliance, and which is the SP-BSP-RLD alliance. And SP and BSP particularly are very strong. Their cadre is very strong in these areas. Although the BJP this time is unlike 2014, BJP this time is contesting the election as the party in power in the state government. So that's a big difference. Yogi Adityanath is the chief minister of UP, who is a BJP chief minister, and BJP they came to power in 2017, winning a landslide and ousting the then Samajwadi Party government. That is probably one reason why the alliance actually has come about, because the alliance partners probably believe that without an alliance, it may not be easy to stop the BJP juggernaut in the state, and they do not want the the votes to split. So it is more about, it's essentially about arithmetic and not allowing the core voter base to split. Say for instance, the alliance would be hoping that the Yadav Bose completely consolidates in its favor. The BJP would be hoping that voters will come rise above the caste preferences and vote in favor of development and other issues. Be that as it may, clearly BJP has a challenger this time, and that challenger is in the form of two major parties, regional parties, SP and BSP, both of which have ruled the government, ruled the state in various various times over the last 20 years. So they have a strong cadre base, both SP and BSP. Both the party organizations have merge for this election, at least theoretically. It now remains to be seen how many of these actually, what kind of a merger actually take place in translation of votes or transfer of votes. So SP votes should get transferred to BSP votes in which BSP is contesting, and vice versa. BJP would be hoping that that does not take place to the extent that they can actually upset the BJP apple cart.
Absolutely. And the last thing that I will be speaking to you about will be Madhya Pradesh. Again, this is going to be in focus because of Bhopal especially, where BJP's Pragya Thakur is up against Congress's Vijay Singh, and we have seen the kind of controversies in the past around Pragya Thakur as well. What are the chances over here?
Bhopal clearly is a constituency that everybody is watching, and particularly because Digvijay Singh is contesting against Pragya Thakur, and BJP has never lost its constituency since 1989.
Yeah.
Digvijay Singh, for the Congress, it is a prestige issue. Yeah. They want Digvijay Singh to win, and very badly so. Mm. So if the BJP manages to retain this seat, it may not send the right kind of signals for the Congress party in the state itself, because they have come to power only recently, and they ousted a 15-year-old BJP government in the state in the month of December, and they have been in power. So this would have also helped them to galvanize the party cadres to try and do as much as possible for regaining many of the seats they would have lost over the last several years to the BJP in the Lok Sabha, and Bhopal clearly is one of them, and that is why the Congress has put in their one of the most visible faces, both nationally as well also in the state, who is a two-time chief minister, Digvijay Singh, to take on Pragya Thakur, who has attracted all kinds of remarks from the opposition, particularly because of a reported case against her. And also the tag of the so-called Hindu terror, which the Congress has saying that she symbolizes that quote-unquote Hindu terror syndrome and phenomenon. But be that as it may, if the BJP manages to retain this seat, it may not be good news for the rank and file of the Congress party in the state.
Right. Thanks a lot, Dangora, for sharing all these updates with us. It was a pleasure having you on the show. So with 486 out of the 545 seats now out, we have entered the last lap of Lok Sabha polls 2019, and all eyes are now on May 23rd, when the verdict will be out. With that, it's a wrap on this edition of Rajneeti Podcast. Do let us know if you have any queries or want to give us any feedback on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news and views, you stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Many thanks for tuning in.
This has been a Money Control presentation.